Toscano, Sego Segoli on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. Well, Community Awareness Month events wrapped up today as May quickly approaches its end. The Six Nations Elected Council held its outdoor barbecue at the administration building, and CKRZ took the opportunity to speak to the elected chief, Mark Hill. The chief reflected on the success of bread and cheese as well as the theme of this year's parade.
It was incredibly awesome to see so many people come out for bread and cheese, but also most importantly as well is, as you say, the finale of our community awareness event. I hope everyone had the opportunity to partake in really try to get involved, really. That's the whole beauty of community awareness, is looking to see what our services and programs, as well as our business community, what all they have to offer. And so it's one nice way of really getting people out, getting people involved. And so today is the barbecue, our annual council barbecue that basically is the finale and wraps up community awareness. And we're so appreciative and glad of today's weather. We wanted this to be, again, very inviting, want people to come out and have a free meal, and really, again, just to enjoy each other, and to where our goal is community togetherness. I know that was even part of the theme of this year's parade, was, you know, happiness is. So we're looking at ways of, really defining what that looks like as a community. And so it's always really nice to have our members come on out. I know we just had our daycare crew come through. I think this is the second crew of young ones coming through to have some free hot dogs and hamburgs and so forth.
CKRZ also asked the chief about the next few months heading into the summer and the upcoming election later this fall.
Now, of course, May is coming to an end. June, July, August.
Yes.
This is an election year.
Yes.
So, and I guess council is going to be off for a little while as well, taking a break.
Yeah, so every year council does take a two-week summer break, which is usually in August. However, we do have a number of plans, events rather, being planned for the upcoming months. August is it's going to be our first AGM. Obviously, we had to do a lot of pause on events, as we know, with the pandemic that really hindered a lot of our in-person events. And so now that we're kind of, you know, slowly getting out and still maintaining, obviously, health and safety, we are excited to showcase some of our events. One coming up actually next month right away is Solidarity Day. We know that council and as well as the appreciation from Grand River Enterprises that usually takes care of the Midway. And so that's happening June 21st, as well, again, moving into August of the AGM. So that's our annual general meeting, where you'll be able to find all of our audits, our financials, our strategies, our work plans, things that we have set in motion. And I think just regardless of if it's an election year, this has been work that has started years ago. You know, so it's laying foundational pieces, and now it's becoming into fruition, where I think community will be very appreciative to see what all we have planned and what's going to be happening within community, especially when it comes to construction, because we know that there's a lot of our infrastructure gap is huge. It's about a $1.6 billion gap, as we know. You know, we still have a lot of work to do with water lines. We still have a lot of work to do with all of our road conditions. So you're going to see a lot of construction happening over this spring and summer into the following years as well. But again, our goal is to really highlight our strategies and our plans into the future and where we want to go from this point.
CKRZ will continue to monitor council events and other community gatherings to keep you informed of what is happening on Six Nations. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.